This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, as Mr. Announcer Man said, Joey Burgoyne. And joining me is a friend, a family member via friendship, and someone we've been in contact for years now. It's Cal Miller, Chief Ambassador, brains of the operation, Auntie Cal to some, mom to some. She's just an amazing person over there at Miller Farms over in Avon, the big old turkey farm that you pass. There used to be turkeys, not anymore. They've transitioned, but they're still keeping the traditions alive with their thankful turkey, trying to feed families across Connecticut. Cal, thank you for joining me today. And one thing, you know, we've talked about in the past is the thankful turkey and Miller Farms and Oma's. How did the thankful turkey get started?
When COVID hit, our food business died. So that basically Miller Foods, in the sense for our distribution to restaurants and schools and hospitals, closed. Karen came up with the idea, so we could still maintain our turkey business, the thankful turkey. And it evolved from what she had the concept, and this friend Michael, they developed the logo, and it was really the heart of the matter, the turkey with the heart on it and a thankful turkey. And the next year it evolved, and the next year. And so this is our fourth year in working with Food Share and feeding, where our goal is to feed 100,000.
And we're getting there. I mean, we are over halfway there already. That's amazing.
Right. And I love the way you say that, because you are an ambassador. I can feel it in your voice, passing the word along. And when people ask, how can I help support this feeding 100,000 people? If you vision, shut your eyes, or try to envision a huge table from here to Massachusetts, 100,000 people. And this is our goal. There are several ways you can do it. You are the perfect first example. As a matter of fact, we started summer about it. Who would like to be an ambassador? And that basically is passing the word through social media, through friends. They may know people in business. If people go to our website, millerfarms.us, that's millerfarms.us. We have an awesome website on how to make a donation. $40 will buy a turkey, and it'll feed about 20 people. These standards come from the Connecticut Food Share and our local Feeding America food bank partner that we have. You can buy a turkey, and what will happen with that, it can get delivered directly to your door. And you can order that online. And to make you aware, 10% of every turkey sale, whether it is to an individual or a business or a grocery store that buy our Miller turkeys, 10% of the invoice, not the profit, 10% goes directly to the Food Share for buying birds. And then another way to do it is employee appreciation. People will be able to buy for their employees, or if they mail out maybe to their customers, if they want to check that out online, it's awesome. We have this great box for $60 with a spice and this mulling spice, and it's got a brining kit with it. You like to cook, Joey.
Oh, yeah. The brining is key. Anyone that complains that their turkey comes out dry, it's because they probably didn't brine it. Brining it is so key when cooking an amazing turkey. And, being a Miller Farms turkey doesn't hurt either.
Right. And that's the key. You got to start with something good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start with the best to become the best. I did a little something for Halloween. Now with technology. That's the thing. You get the Facebook, you get the Meta, you get the Instagram, you get TikTok and all these, I call them, it's tech yes. Tech, yes, because it can help companies like ourselves to spread the word in different ways. And something else that has helped this year is that, and it takes time to become this. We're an official Miller Farms. CARES is an official 501c3, Joey.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so that opens up a whole different opportunity for people donating, larger companies, banks, and so on. And there's a lot of criteria to go through it and approval. I know the a large insurance company, before they posted, we have couple of ambassadors that work with us, that work for large insurance companies in Hartford. And the companies actually had researched it before they would put it out of promotion. One company right there in downtown Hartford has over 800 views on it. So this is what we're talking about, ambassadors. We all want to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you and I sit down at that table, and even if people are, you don't have to be religious, you just have a moment of silence, and what are you grateful for that you made a difference in some parts, maybe with one person's life?
Mm-hmm.
What keeps me going is I was over to Habitat for Humanity seeing Matt, and one of the fellows came over and said, "Thank you for the turkey." I get goosebumps. Not that you want any, you do it from your heart, but it made a difference, you know, to him at the holiday time,
mm-hmm.
as it does to all of us. And you and I both know what's the best thing about Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's spending time with friends and family. There's and eating. There's no commercialization of Thanksgiving. The day is literally meant to be spend time with friends and family, hang out, share stories, and make memories. That's the meaning of the holiday.
And you know what? That is exactly right. And it's not a political.
Nope.
It's not religious. Even if you are you don't eat the turkey, you can have all the vegetables and the sides. Everyone, you know, we talk about being inclusive. Well, Thanksgiving, I proclaim as the inclusive holiday.
It is. And that's, you know, some people, that's their plan. They're just going for sides. Some people want all the turkey they can possibly get. The dark meat, the white meat on the turkey, the breast, the legs, the wings, whatever it is. If someone leaves Thanksgiving dinner and they're grumpy, they're just a grumpy person, because there's no way you're going to leave a Thanksgiving meal and still be grumpy. You're going to be tired. If you did it right, you better be tired, but you better not be grumpy.
Exactly. Whether it's an ambassador passing the word, checking out MillerFarms.us, that's MillerFarms.us.
You got to rename it. It's not MillerFarms.us. It's MillerFarms.us. Because we're all in this together. It's not U.S., it's us. We're doing this together, Cal.
Oh, my God. Joey, I love it. You are totally right. MillerFarms.us.
Yep, we're all doing this together.
Oh my God, I could hug it. I'm hugging you through the line here.
I come up with a good one once a year and I'll use it on you.
No, that is. Well, you and I have a new theme for this. MillerFarms.us and all inclusive. Holiday.
And that's one of the things. It's one of those holidays too. You know, the kids, if you got kids, they're kind of maybe interested in cooking, but it's not cool. Even if it's something, just you give them a recipe for a simple casserole or a simple dish to get the rest of the family involved into making things. You know, most of the times when you're doing a holiday, you're having people bring different dishes. One person might be in charge of this. One person might be in charge of that. You know, have a kid, have a younger member of the family, make some cookies, make a dessert, make a casserole, because everyone can participate in this holiday. There's no age limit for Thanksgiving. Well, that's Cal Miller, chief ambassador, an amazing person overall for MillerFarms.com. us. Everyone's in this together. We're all living in this little state, trying to support each other, trying to support ourselves, because it's things like the Thankful Turkey that keep us going right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.